We drove from the airport through brightly lit streets. Marco pointed to the right.
Look over there. You will see the Duomo.
What's the Duomo? I asked.
The Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore. The dome is lit up. Do you see?
Sitting forward, I said, Oh, yes, there it is. It's beautiful. Maybe I'll get a chance to visit while I'm here.
You can climb up the tower,
he said.
But the lineup's very long. Book in advance.
Thank you for the tip. I mean, grazie, I said with a smile. I rested my forehead against the window, hoping to finally drift off, when Marco spoke softly.
I see resemblance.
Our eyes met in the small space of the rearview mirror. I beg your pardon?
You look like him,
Marco said with a touch of melancholy.
Like your father.
I sat up a little straighter. You knew him? I'd assumed Marco was just an anonymous airport limo driver.
See, I was Mr. Clark's driver for 6 years.
I froze with the sudden awareness that the father who was a stranger to me had lived a full life with close friends who knew him intimately, people who worked for him, people who cared for him. Of course, rationally, I knew that he must have had friends. Thanks to Ms. Moretti's email, I knew for a fact that he was survived by a wife and 2 children. But all my life, I had preferred to think of my biological father as not quite human, a one-dimensional villain, if you will, not a person I would ever wish to know or care about. Did you enjoy working for him? I asked Marco. He laughed.
I don't think anyone enjoyed working for your father. He was, how do you say in English? Oppressore. Tiranno.
A tyrant? I offered.
Si, tyrant.
I sat back, feeling strangely relieved to hear that. If he was, in fact, a horrible person, that might soften my regrets in the future. I might be grateful I'd never met him. Really? Marco laughed again.
But we loved him. We would have done anything for him.
Who's we?
Everyone. He had a certain, how do you say?
Marco gestured with a hand.
Power. A way to charm anyone into doing anything.